places we're coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the situation.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that I say or you hear someone else say on this program and check it out with the Word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with Scripture, then just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the Word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth because God is on our side. When you're getting the truth out of the Word of God, you don't have to back up, you don't have to shut up, but you can stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ because you're standing on a solid rock. And that rock is Jesus, and God is indeed on our side. Good morning to you out there in radio land. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning listening to us here in the Situation Room. This morning we have a great program. This morning this is our marriage question, the day that we answer marriage questions. But before we answer those questions, let me give some contact information just in case you have a marriage question you would like for me to answer here. At phone number 972-257-3766, that's 972-257-3766. Or you can email me your questions at BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. That's BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. All right, this morning in the Situation Room, I have with me none other than my lovely wife, Marion, who's sitting right beside me in the co-pilot seat. Good morning, Marion Wilbert.
Good morning, Pastor Wilbert.
How you doing this morning?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well.
Good.
All right. Well, let's answer some questions. We're going to answer some marriage questions this morning. Let's see, can we help some married people this morning, some couples out there in radio land, as well as folks who are not married, but who are thinking about getting married, or whether they know it or not, to those single people out there. All right, let's go ahead. Question number one.
We are deep in debt due to the way my spouse uses a credit card. She does fine for a while, then go off on a shopping spree. All right. What can I do to keep from going deeper in debt?
Oh, that's a very good question. And my brother, don't feel like you are by yourself. A lot of men have the same concern in their marriage. For a while, their wives do real good. And then all of a sudden, the wife will go off on a spending free. So don't feel like you are by yourself. A lot of men are in that same situation, and a lot of couples are in the same situation, because sometimes it's not necessarily the woman that goes off on a shopping spree. Sometimes the man can do the same thing. So don't feel like you're by yourself. A lot of couples are having that kind of problem. When, don't you think so, Sister Wilbur?
I agree. They are having that problem.
Yeah. I think that what needs to happen, brother, you're going to have to practice some tough, tough love here. The wife needs to hand over that credit card and need to tear it up. Wouldn't you agree, Sister Wilbur?
I agree.
Because if the credit card is causing the problem, then we need to attack the problem. Because eventually what's going to happen, y'all going to start attacking each other if that hadn't already happened. So what we need to do, we need to find out what the problem is and then attack the problem. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the wife can't handle that much responsibility.
Okay.
So that credit card, it seems to be too much for her. So he's going to have to practice some tough love. It's just like a kid that's misusing the car by staying out late at night, just driving reckless. Well, if your teenager is misusing the car, then what's going to have to happen, the parents are going to have to take the keys from that child, because the child is not quite ready yet for that responsibility of that car. So the child will have to be taught some responsibility, and that there is accountability for your action. And so in the same way, because the wife is irresponsible with the credit card, then you have to take away the credit card.
Okay.
And then after you have taken away the credit card, then come up with a strategy to pay off the credit card. Go ahead and pay off the credit card. Now, when they take up that credit card, like I said, you got to get you some scissors and cut that thing up. And then go ahead and pay it off. Now, if you need a credit card, because sometimes it's hard to do business without a credit card, then get one that has a smaller limit, such as a $300 limit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if she can't handle that, then you take away the credit card altogether. But you don't reward bad behavior. And this is based on, you know, the Bible, because over in Matthew 25, you can remember that parable, Sister Wilbur, that Jesus talked about of the talents, how he went on, how that was a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Who called his servants in. And he gave one 5 talents, and gave one 2 talents,
okay,
and gave one talent.
Mm-hmm.
According to their ability. It wasn't that he liked it. The one who gave, he gave 5 talents more because he liked him better than he liked the other servants. No, the Bible says he gave them to them based on their ability.
Okay.
He knew what. He knew what each one could handle.
Okay.
And then the Bible says he went on his business trip, but when he came back, there was accountability.
Mm-hmm.
He says, okay, let me see what you've done with this money. Let me see what you've done with your 5 talents. So he called this guy in who he gave 5 talents to, and that person had went and traded and got 5 more talents. And he said, well done, good and faithful servant, for he had been faithful. You've been faithful with a few things. Come on up and be with me. I'll make you ruler over many things. So he rewarded him even greater.
Okay.
Because he showed that he could handle those 5 talents. And then the one he gave 2 talents to, he had went and traded. He had double his. And he told him the same thing. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Let me make you ruler over many things. Come on up and enter into the kingdom of the Lord. Now, but the one that he gave that one talent to, the Bible says he went and buried that one talent. Mm-hmm. Well, now we see why God gave him, or that king gave him that one talent, that because he couldn't really even handle that one talent.
True.
And the Bible says he took that one talent from that man and he gave it to the man who had five talent. So he rewarded those that are responsible, but he didn't reward irresponsibility. So that's how you're going to have to treat your wife. If she can't handle the credit card, then you'll have to take away the credit card. And if she can handle the $300 credit card, then she can keep that $300 credit card. But if she can't handle the credit card, then she'll you'll have to just take up the credit card altogether.
Okay.
All right. Because the only way out of debt and to stay out of debt is you gotta change your behavior. And so she'll have to change her behavior. And if she can't prove that she's responsible by changing her behavior, then he just won't be able to let her use the credit card.
All right.
All right, Sister Wilbert. Let's move on to question two.
Question two. My husband is always busy and have no time for me and the family. What can I do to fix this problem?
Well, and let me tell this lady here, you are not by yourself. A lot of ladies are having the same problem with their husbands. So be encouraged. All right. But what I would want to know, Sister Wilbert, is what is he doing? Why is he busy?
Okay.
What are the things that he's busy with? Is he busy at work and working long hours, or is he busy with coaching the Little League team, or at church, or at school? Do he have a part-time job? You know, do he have two jobs, three jobs? You know, what is he busy at? Because, see, that would tell us a lot more. Because a person can be busy because a person could be trying to avoid a problem at home.
True.
Sometime a person, let's say they may not even need to work the third job, or may not need to work that other part-time job, but they could be avoiding a problem at home.
Okay.
Or it could be that that's what he saw his father
do.
Yeah, he saw his father did that. His father was always busy. His granddaddy was always busy. So now that's what he's about. He's about being busy. Or he could have a spiritual problem.
Okay.
It could be, you know, a problem of greed. He could be greedy and don't know when enough is enough. You know, and that's the thing about money. If you just into money, you will never have enough money.
That's true.
So I would want to know what he's busy in doing. So sit down and talk with your husband and find out why he's so busy. It could be even a self-esteem kind of problem that he's have. You know, some people, they feel like that makes them somebody, having something to do.
Yeah.
You know, the thing in our day and age is people pride themselves on being busy. Sometimes when you walk up to a person, you ask them how they doing, they'll give you, child, well, I just been busy lately. I've been doing this, I've been doing this, and I've been doing this, and I've been doing this. And they'll list five or six things that they've been doing, and they are feeling good about it. Mm-hmm. So that's their way of, you know, kind of showing a, it's fulfilling a self-esteem need, making them feel like they're important. Somebody or somebody important.
Could it be that they grew up poor and they didn't have a lot of things, and so when he got married and had a family, he didn't want his family to go through what he went through, being poor and didn't have, so he wanted to make sure he provide for them?
Yeah, that could be a need. I mean, that could be why he's busy too. He could be running away from poverty. So, yes, a lot of men's are like that today. A lot of families are like that. A lot of ladies are like that today. They grew up poor, and that's why a lot of parents are working two and three jobs, mm-hmm. is because they don't want to see their children poor. Okay. But we don't really know, you know, what the issue is here. But if his wife brings that to his attention, that, baby, you know, you just too busy, you're not spending enough time with us, that in itself is a problem, and that in itself is a sin. Mm-hmm. And see, if the devil can keep you busy, one man said, if the devil can keep you busy, he don't have to get you to sin. He don't have to get you to go out there and have an affair. If he can keep you busy away from your wife, that's just like another woman.
Okay.
You see? So what the husband needs to do, he needs to recognize that this is a sin. Being busy and keeping, not spending enough time with the wife in and of itself is a sin. Remember what the scripture says over in Romans 3:23, mm-hmm. Sister Wilbert.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
For all have sinned. And that word sin is a very interesting word. It's a word that basically means to miss the mark. It means to miss the mark. It's just like a bow and arrow, and the man is trying to hit the bullseye. But when he released that arrow, he missed the mark. His arrow falls short of hitting the bullseye. And that's what it is to sin, is coming short of hitting the bullseye. See, God didn't bring you and your mate together in holy matrimony in order for y'all to live two separate lives, mm-hmm. and to keep you apart. That's sin. God has brought y'all together so you can live together, not spend time, so much time apart. So that in itself is a sin. So the brother, he needs to confess that as a sin. And then the wife, she needs to find out, you know, really why he's so busy, and then try to fulfill that need. Because it could be, you know, like we said about that affirmation, mm-hmm. trying to
build his self-esteem.
Yeah, be important there. So if the wife knows that, then she needs to come in and show him how he's important without having to work two and three jobs.
Okay.
You see? All right. So that would be my recommendation. The wife, number one, needs to sit down and talk with the husband and find out what the needs are, you know, why he's so busy. And then once she finds that information out, then that'll tell her how to more or less deal with the problem, and then the husband need to confess that busyness as a sin, because that's keeping him from his wife, and that could even ruin the marriage. Mm-hmm. All right, Sister Wibber, go on with number three.
Number three. One of my husband's friend girls is always flirting with him in my presence, but my husband thinks that I am being jealous of their friendship. How should I handle this?
All right. Well, ask God to show you your heart. If you have a jealous heart, sometimes a person can be, you know, doing things all innocent, but the mate has a jealous heart. Mm-hmm. So if her heart, see, there is a healthy jealousy and then there's unhealthy jealousy. So that's where I would start. Because if the husband don't see anything wrong right now, then I would start searching my heart. Mm-hmm. Because we really don't know how bad our hearts is. Read that scripture, Sister Wilbert, over in Jeremiah 17 and 9.
It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?"
The heart is deceitful. See, you may not even think that you're being jealous, but you are jealous. Mm-hmm. But you don't know you're jealous. That's why you have to ask God to show you your heart. Because what has ruined a lot of people's marriages is a spirit of jealousy, unhealthy jealousy. And every time, let's say a man get a friend, whether it's a man, another man as a friend, or another woman as a friend, the wife don't really want him to have
friends.
Mm-hmm. And she'll end up ruining the marriage because the husband, he needs friends. He needs other people that he can talk to. Mm-hmm. Ask God to show you your heart to make sure that you are not running people out of your husband's life that God intends for them to be there.
Could this also show that she has an issue with being insecure?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Within herself and within her love for from her husband, that she's not really secure in that?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And that's why you see that jealousy, because she's insecure in herself, and she's being overly protective and possessive here. Now, it's like I say, it's nothing wrong with having a good case of jealousy, but you don't want to have a bad case of jealousy. You know, there's another scripture over in Psalms 139 and 23, where David says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, mm-hmm. and see is there any wicked ways in me, and then lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake." So David asks God to search his heart. And sometimes we have to do that, particularly if the mate don't see anything wrong with this friendship, but you see something wrong with the friendship, start right there. But if God is showing you that your heart is okay, mm-hmm. then I would move to my husband.
When this happened before they got married, if these are his friends, she knew this before they got married.
Well, it could be, but we don't have enough information here, whether it was a friend that he met recently on the job,
before
they got married. Okay. So we really don't have enough information. It just says one of my husband's friend girls is always flirting with him in my presence. It do sound like that's an old relationship.
Like, say, a childhood friendship.
Yeah, because you see that all the time.
Yeah,
you see that. And I don't know if I would go to the point of saying that's more or less flirting as it is. They just know each other. And it's certain things that you can say in an old relationship, an old established relationship, that a Johnny come lately looking at it may look at it and say, are they flirting, you know, or what's going on? But they, you know, it could be a childhood, you know.
But like you say, we don't have all the information, so.
But in the meantime, if I was that husband, and once my wife, let's say if you told me something like that, I would move away from that friendship. I would start making steps away from that friendship, because whenever a spouse say that they are uncomfortable with something, just out of respect for your mate, then I think you need to accommodate your mate wishes, just out of respect. If you came to me and you told me that I was too friendly, or this, you see this lady here too friendly, well, I would kind of keep my eyes on that lady, and I would kind of move away from that lady, just out of respect. Just out of, or if the lady said something and you thought that her comments, you know, she shouldn't be talking like that to you, then just out of respect, I will let her know, hey, my wife is not comfortable with what you said to me the other day. She don't want us to talk like that. That's not acceptable in this friendship. Now, if you can tone it down, you know, then we may can stay friends. But if you got a problem with, you know, how my wife see this, then we're going to have to cut this off altogether.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I would handle it. Now, the wife needs to show a greater love at the same time in respect for her husband by making him feel like he's the king. And if she can make him feel like he's the king in their marriage, then he can make her feel like the queen. Because if the husband is enjoying what this other lady is saying, then that means there is an unfulfilled need.
Okay.
So the wife needs to come in and address that unfulfilled need. And most of the time it's affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, you know, a lot of time at work, there are ladies at work and they say, Johnny, boy, you know, we need a strong man to come over here and do this. And Johnny come over there and he moved the desk or the table. And she said, Johnny, you so strong. We're so happy to have you here. What would we do without you, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he don't get that at home. If he's not getting that at home, then he's going to gravitate to that. So if the wife is looking on, and she sees what's happening in her presence, then she needs to not only just try to stop that lady from doing it, but she needs to start doing what she see that lady doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that would be my suggestions on how to handle that. Both of them can work on their marriage. The husband needs to do some work on it. The wife needs to do some work on the marriage. But look like the clock on the wall, Sister Wilbert, is saying that's going to be about all in the Situation Room today. God bless you and keep you, is our prayer.